You're about to start an adventure for the years with the Kennedy Malloy Catch-Up Podcast.
The Nissan Pathfinder is where family adventures start.
Nissan Pathfinder. Family driven.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hump day, people. It's all downhill skiing from here.
I love a hump day.
I do.
Yep.
And we've worked hard this week.
Oh, so we have.
I might take my foot off the gas.
Well, don't do that.
Speaking of taking your foot off the gas, Shreddies.
Oh.
Well, this is the biggest story. This is the biggest breakthrough in modern technology.
It is.
In my time at the microphone. We'll get to the bottom of it. Underpants.
Your little eyes popped out of your head when you heard me explain what this
underpants
was.
Underpants have basically employed NASA-style technology.
And we'll tell you
for
why.
For the good.
Hang in there and listen up. Hey, there's a new phenomenon going around.
What is it?
It's a word, and you've got to... Some people are hearing one word, some are hearing another. It depends on your ears, what you're listening to.
Hearing...
Are you with me?
Boring. We'll get to the bottom of that.
No, it's not.
What else is happening? Well, you're going to do All Men Are Idiots again.
I am. It's time for Men Are Idiots. I've got a few.
You're harsh.
Do you know what? It's so easy to do this segment. I'm just chock-a-block.
Yes, I don't know. The phones ring off the hook
when
we get around to that. What about Lawrence Mooney's on deck?
He is, and he's also going to introduce the Prime Minister. Malcolm Turnbull's going to be in, which is always wonderful to hear.
Hang around for a very steamy, after dark, between the sheets version of Mick and Jane Gone Wild. What have the animals been up to?
I love this.
The things you do to get a root in the animal kingdom.
It's really gone berserk, especially with Australian marsupials, apparently. So listen in.
All righty.
We're going to talk to Fitzy, our boss, as well.
Oh, about Burpgate.
Yeah.
The most powerful man in radio got burped on this program.
That and a lot more.
Triple M cricket. I've been promising this for two
days. Stop putting it off. I want to hear about it.
All right.
I want to listen.
Calm the phone.
I'm going to remind you.
Jeez.
Keep forgetting everything.
All right. Okay. Are we all done? Are we all signed?
Yes.
All that and much, much more on today's big program.
What? Hey. How are you, Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh.
Yes.
What?
He's changed.
I have.
A little bit.
You have changed.
No, I haven't.
You zinged me on yesterday's program.
Do apologise.
No. Have you seen him?
Don't apologise.
Have you seen him swanning around the station?
Yeah, I have.
You already got a standing ovation from the sales department. He zinged me yesterday. Have you got it there?
I bet you do.
You're probably on your ring phone. We were talking, the very opening of the show about Sophie Monk coming on to promote Love Island. This exchange occurred. Is my Love Island. It's got beef, cheese, lots of dairy products.
I thought you'd be more Love Handle Island there, Nick.
Dave's opened his account.
Hey, everyone.
He's happy with himself.
Not bad.
How dare you?
On reflection.
Your wife's out of town.
You're a loose cannon. I am.
I don't know what's going on around
late
at your
nights.
Joint.
You have changed.
You're not driving the Getz. Where's the Getz?
I know. I got my wife's car at the moment. It's good having Bluetooth in a car. How very 2018 of me.
Mate,
welcome come on. So anyway, he was pretty happy with himself. I got no sleep last night staring at the ceiling going,
oh, I'm sorry.
He's made a powerful enemy. And then I come in today and they promote our show. Oh, well, hell, it's gone to a whole new level. Have a listen to the promo. Okay.
Drive home with Kennedy Malloy.
Love Island is coming to Channel 9. But is Mick starring in his own version?
Love Handle Island.
Really
entirely. Oh, that makes me laugh.
Just me getting like flowers off a bunch of fatties.
Oh.
Love Handle Island, the
in
bigger
sympathy,
the better.
In sympathy, they give them flowers.
The lucky one gets to leave the island. Too generously in the laughter department from you at Dave's little zing, too.
Oh, really? Gosh, it did take me in a good
I was sitting here
mood.
Thinking, do I say it? Do I say it?
Oh, no.
I said it. Now
I
you're in a promo.
Help
he, wants to, he wants to be on the posters.
Never have any doubt in this situation.
No. He wants to be cuddling me from behind in the Titanic poster.
I don't.
He does.
No, you know what? He wants to. He will be on the poster with us, so we've really got to work that out.
You are
Come
in a
on.
Lot of trouble.
I apologise.
You're in a lot of trouble, too.
What have I done?
Aren't you in trouble with our boss, Fitzy?
Oh, Fitzy. You know what? This is what I call, what's the term I'm looking for? Career ender?
he was furious.
The
he
most
came
powerful
in our
man
office
in
today.
FM radio. Yep. I think that's fair
Mark
to say.
Fitzpatrick, yeah.
Mark Fitzpatrick. We had him, what were we called talking to him about? What did we have him on for? In the
getting
first
your
place?
Cows, wasn't it?
Yes, cows. We were trying to get money from him to buy us cows.
To get cows. By the way, I've seen mine. It's a ripper. Yours, not
so. Yeah, what's going on there? I don't like
runty.
That.
It's a bit of a runty.
Well, that would make sense.
Yours looks like two blokes in a Panama cow costume.
I don't mind that.
Could have been the cash cow. I'm not sure.
Yours looked enormous, by the way. It's very fitting.
Hey, now, we called him up.
Yeah.
And in one of the most unprofessional moments.
He's going to get you again.
In FM history.
You'll be cross.
This is what occurred.
Hi, Fitzy.
Did you just burp?
No,
what did you just do?
I cleared my throat.
The most powerful man in FM radio. He's just let one fly. If you ever have a go at me for being unprofessional again, I'll say, well, that's interesting, Fitzy, but of course, you remember the time you burped on national radio?
Now, what do you want?
He's done it again.
Honestly, listen.
I thought he was going to regurgitate.
No, I have to say, you've got to smarten up because we will lose our budget for this show for the year. We've already done it on a cow and your Mick coin. So I really want to do something good. Like, how come I'm not at the royal wedding like all the other radio stations? Right.
By the way, Fitchy's coming on at the end of the
show. For right of reply?
He's insisting on coming on later.
So he should.
Hang around for that. What do you mean you want to go to the royal wedding?
I would like to have gone. I would have liked to have the opportunity. Yeah,
like to have been the bride to Prince Edward.
I've got a clip of him throwing the banana, as in not literally, but actually having a bit of a tantrum. Hey, you've got a new phone. We're going to talk about
in a minute. We're also going to talk about this phenomenon you hinted at. What's it called?
Well, I don't want to give it away.
Don't give it away.
Because I don't want to lead the witness.
Mm.
Okay?
We'll come back and do this, okay?
It's a word that people are hearing differently.
All right, we'll do that next.
On our show. Who's brought to you today?
Thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder.
I love the Pathfinder.
Me too.
Yes. It's where family adventures start.
Good on you, Pathfinder.
Nissan Pathfinder, family driven. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Get on board.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
I was having a really calm, happy afternoon. Unfortunately, that's changed because Mick Malloy has got a new iPhone
Turn
X.
Off.
iPhone X,
isn't it supposed to be better?
What do you mean?
Nothing works. I can't make a call on this.
Can I just let everybody in on exchange? I heard in our production office not 1 hour ago.
Be very
this
careful.
I seriously heard this. I wrote it down. This is Mick trying to get his phone to operate, and he goes, "Hello, Anthea."
Who's silence. Anthea?
Oh, hang on. What's her name? Oh, Alexa.
Oh.
Oh, hang on. That's right. Oh, I've got Siri, haven't I? Siri. Hey, Siri. And nothing's happening because why would she answer you like that? It wasn't even set up. You don't know how to make a phone call. You had to ask me to do. This is going to be a disaster. I never wanted you to get one in the first place.
I got James to put on my facial recognition, but
what happened there?
I go, James, this doesn't work because I'm just standing there staring at it, thinking it'll
like a mirror.
Think it'll light up like the ladies do when I stare down the barrel.
Do you know this?
But
is...
apparently, I've got to.
This is going to be very tedious for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think it was a mistake in the first place for you to get one. And I'm just saying, if you haven't got it sorted
Siri,
out.
Siri, what's the weather?
No, I haven't heard it speak all day. I haven't heard one single thing out of that phone.
Siri, what are we doing?
You've got to say, hey, Siri.
I don't know, Mickey.
Should have stuck with a Nokia 3310.
I agree.
Shut up, Dave.
You just need a consistent PA by your side. All right, here's what's going on today.
What's happening? You're...
Interweb explosion.
Yeah, we've had a disagreement on this all day, haven't we?
It's not a disagreement, Mick. Don't, you know.
Did I win it? What do you got?
I'm going to play something for you and for our listeners, and I want you all to yourselves to say what you hear. And I'm going to get callers to call up and tell me what word you hear.
Yeah, this has gone berserk.
It has.
This is the biggest thing in the world right now as we speak. Would you believe it? The internet has blown up.
Yeah. All right. Dave, can you please play the word?
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Laurel.
Now, it's completely different to what I heard in the office today.
Oh, just then?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
100% different to what I have been hearing all day now.
Well, it's the same as what I've been hearing all day. And on that one, I think I could hear a duck in the background.
Really? No, you haven't. Okay.
It sounded like a duck quacking. Did you
hear
that?
So some people hear one word and some people call another. We've got people starting to call up. I reckon when I just heard that then through my headphones, it was completely different. 100% different to what I've been hearing in the office all day.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're a Fruit Loop. You change your mind without reason.
That is.
You're a woman.
Don't speak to me like that. Hey, you're the Fruit Loop who can't even turn his phone on.
Fruit Loop, that's what
turn
I heard.
Turn your phone on, Mickey.
That's what I heard.
Turn your phone
Fruit
on.
Fruit Loop. Okay, I will.
Siri, turn on Mick's phone.
Oh, it worked.
I did too.
I did too.
Jane commands Mick's phone.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Want to take the calls?
Yes. Hello. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, what word were you hearing?
Laurel.
Laurel, okay.
Yep.
That's very interesting. Mick, what were you hearing?
Laurel.
Okay, you were hearing Laurel. Let's see another caller.
This is about to become the worst segment in radio history if everyone says Laurel.
133353.
It might not be because if I take my headphones off, I might hear it differently and I'll tell you what I was hearing. Anthony, what are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing Laurel.
Okay.
Laurel.
Okay, thank you. Jason, what are you hearing?
Laurel.
All right. This is so interesting because...
This is the worst moment in Australian radio history.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing I was hearing.
No, but you're making it up.
I'm not. I was hearing...
You just played something and everyone heard exactly the same thing.
Maybe that's becoming...
You're trying to make out it was going to be some
kind of... No, 100% though, up until that point, I was
hearing... Can we hear it again? Just quickly.
Hang on, let me just take my headphones off.
Take your headphones off. Yeah, okay. Here it comes again. What are you hearing when you hear this?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
Okay.
Right.
We've got one. Joseph, what are you hearing?
Yanni.
Yanni. Now, that is what I was also hearing all day just until about now.
What were you hearing, Dave?
I was hearing Laurel.
I'm hearing
what
Laurel.
Were you hearing?
I was hearing Laurel with a duck quack.
Yeah. Don't confuse things.
Hey, play it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here it is.
Laurel. Laurel.
I'm hearing go tight.
Laurel.
Okay. Can we grab... Gail.
All right, we're just putting Gail through. Hi, Gail.
Oh, no, she's chickened out. What about, no, some people, honestly, 100% and so did Whitney in our office heard Yanni as well. And we're wondering whether it's a female thing. But it might not be. Matt, what were you hearing?
That's what I said and you shouted me down.
Sorry, Matt, what did you hear?
Yearly, the first time he's played over the radio.
Man, I can't hear a word you're saying. I didn't think this segment could get any worse. And then
it's
we have a guy on
to
you.
Can't.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
It's not bad. Now we can talk about the words.
What's
and
the
here's
words?
The thing. I was hearing Yanni all afternoon.
Couldn't hear Yanni at all.
And you were hearing Laurel. And it was so clear to me and you thought I was BSing
Maybe it's been compressed to go out in our airwaves.
Mate, it does. It's changed the airwaves and it goes because when you hear it yourself, everybody, if you want to go to the internet and you'll hear it and see what you tell me. There's got to be people hearing Yanni as well. I'm not going mad. We've already got a vote update.
Have we?
How are we getting the votes?
Yes, it's through Instagram. So on our socials, and Yanni's coming in at 38%. Laurel at 62%.
See, that doesn't ring true to me. We just had pretty much 100% Laurel there. This could be the biggest beat up in history.
No, it's not a beat up. If literally I did hear Yanni before.
You know, Chris Marsh, Marshy's taken it and slowed it down and he reckons at the start it goes Laurel into Yanni. Did you want to hear that?
No, well, I don't
Paul
care
is
about
dead.
That.
Paul is dead. That's what I heard.
I know
play
that.
It backwards.
All right.
Are we letting this one go?
We will. But
you were so excited.
I was so excited because it was so obvious in the office when I first heard it today.
Yeah,
anyway.
Just
good radio. Good money. There's your Accra. Oh.
Laurel.
What did you hear then?
Laurel.
Laurel.
Oh, Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel. This is Kennedy Malloy. Laurel. Laurel.
What are you hearing now, Jane?
Laurel.
I'm hearing the worst radio segment that's ever gone to air.
Look, I could be
nothing to
I
do
could
with
be
it.
Like a reality show contestant and be fake and say I'm hearing
could
Yanni,
you?
But I'm not. I'm hearing Laurel.
But you're
I had
hearing
been
Yanni today.
I've been hearing Yanni all day. It's only when I've got into the studio and I'm hearing it in my headphones that I'm hearing it as Laurel.
You know what I'm hearing right now?
What?
A shrill kind of naggy
tone. Far out.
I thought you were
going
to go.
I know, you were that close.
You were that close.
Listen, I was not close at all.
You were.
I wasn't. Were I've right. changed my expression to far out.
Well, give us some heads up next time. I'm not like falling off. for a store.
You don't know what nagging is, trust me. But Glenn might. Hey, Glenn, you're in the car with your wife. Sorry about the whack to your wife there with the nagging line.
What'd you hear? What'd you hear, Glenn?
I asked her first because with the colour things, she saw different to me every time. And so I asked her, said, here we go again. And she heard Laurel, and I've gone, you're kidding. I heard Yanni or something like Yanni.
Yes, that's right. It is. It's clearly. It's to me. It was as clear as a bell. I'm going. What are you talking about, Laurel? You've all gone mad.
You don't seem to agree on much, do you, Glenn? You and the wife. You
No, not really.
You're not meant to be together.
Well, it's 27 years, but I
can't. Okay. put your wife on. What's her name?
Joanne. She's chickening out.
Joe. Come on.
No, she's a
really. She's a big wuss.
Yeah, come on, Jay.
Come on, we'll call you Wuss on Air.
We'll give her a prize.
Yeah, I want to call you Wuss on Air. Come on. No, she's running away. No.
Hey, I've got a feeling your wife may be imaginary.
Other than that, or else she's in a hostage situation.
Were you just showing off, were you, Glenn? Hi, me and my wife are sitting in a car next to a sack of potatoes. my wife heard Yanni.
Okay, Glenn, have a nice night with your wife.
Yanni.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, Danielle, what's going on? What did you hear?
Well, I'm listening on the way home and you started talking about a story and I hear Yanni when you first play it.
Thank you.
Jane said she's going to play it again. I turned the volume up and I heard Laurel.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. So it's got to do audio-wise. There's something going on there. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, well done, Jane. You nailed it.
Why is it my segment all of a sudden?
Hey.
I'm bringing the news.
You did a good job.
I'm just telling you what the world's on about. I'm keeping you up to date.
It, but yeah.
All right, well, let's get to the next segment, please, Dave.
Let's do it.
First, I think you're a f***ing idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You're blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
We have people that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Yes, they are.
Jeez, you're confident trying to pull this one off after that debacle.
You've got that really annoying, mischievous look in your eyes that gives me the pip. First idiot.
Yeah.
And we're not doing a full royal wedding segment today.
No.
Because I think we're all, had enough. But I will put him under the headline of idiot. Is Thomas Markle? Men are idiots.
He's an idiot.
Over to you.
Men are
idiots. Yeah, I'm trying to run a show here.
Oh, I couldn't see your hand.
Not very professional.
Hey, guys, we're on air. Hey, guys, Fitzy's coming on the show. Can I ask you all?
Sorry. All of a sudden you're trying to keep a sense of order.
Right. Well, yeah, well, if
this is completely in order. All right.
Okay. Calm the farm, everyone. I'm the hub around which this wheel revolves.
All right. Yes, you are. Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, has been photographed by paparazzi, unfortunately. He's been seen eating some food just a few days after what he says is a heart attack. Now, it's not a bit of scrambled egg or a bit of custard and a little bit of ice cream. If you're sick, that's what you eat. No, he's gone through the drive-thru at KFC and Macca's. He's scoffing that. And sorry, the man's just had an idiot and he's not probably going to end up going to his daughter. Why is he an idiot?
Some guys like fast food.
Not after you have a heart attack.
Mm. All right.
Men are idiots.
I'd be eating it in my gown with it, with a gap in the back.
Oh.
Hence the point of this segment, men are idiots. Another idiot.
So what you're saying is he shouldn't have been eating fast food
days. No, he shouldn't have.
Why isn't he going to the wedding?
He's not going because...
Why?
Well, first of all, he's claiming he's a bit too crook to get on a plane and probably stuffing your gob with a bucket of fried chicken is not going to help. I don't think he wants to embarrass his daughter anymore. And it's very sad. I'm very sad for the whole situation.
Are you still going ahead with your royal wedding party?
Yeah, it's getting
smaller.
Well,
you're not that sad. It's getting smaller. Why? What's happening? A few pullouts.
I think it's going to be me and just me.
Oh, you sitting there with a packet of Kentucky.
It's going to be me. I've changed the menu.
All right, got time for one more?
I have. Kurt Cobain's daughter has settled a divorce, and I didn't even know that she was married. Frances Bean. Yeah. And spitting image of her father, got married. That's all fallen over. The divorce proceedings were strung out for ages. Do you know why? Because they're arguing over a really beautiful guitar that her father owned and her now ex-husband wanted and he bloody got it.
Oh, no.
He's bloody got this guitar. Idiots. And it's
one
a very
guys.
Special
mm,
guitar.
Doesn't happen often. Oh. Normally you get the house, the kids, future born.
It's the very special Nirvana's MTV Unplugged Performance guitar. And that guy's an idiot.
That you
let her keep her dad's guitar for
that would be
sakes.
Like, you know, your partner suing you for the guitar from Highly Strung.
Well, you could have that.
Hey, give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3.
If you've got any of the idiots, yeah. I've got more.
Oh, ooh. There's more.
I've got a couple.
I got one.
More. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
It could be Fitzy.
Is it Laurel?
Yanni.
Or Yanni.
1-3-3-5-3. Do you know a man that is an idiot? Share it with the rest of Australia. We'll take your calls right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We're doing Men Are Idiots.
Men Are Idiots.
That's it.
I was watching MasterChef last night.
Well,
it's been
go.
Good. Love to see it. But there is an idiot on that show. And his name's Sashi. He was one of the contestants last night. And they had one of the challenges was they had to cook with eggs. They had 45 minutes, right?
Yep.
And now these are the best of the best in Australia who've got on to MasterChef.
They're in the finals.
Yeah.
They're in the, well, it's, you know, the
he's
last.
He's going to do something like a souffle or some kind of
correct.
Incredibly detailed,
well, you've got 45
aromatic.
Minutes. And today people do amazing things with eggs, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's just hear a little bit of what Sashi ended up cooking.
I ended up doing a sunshine egg with chili mayo.
What happened?
I became a bit clumsy towards the end when it comes to peeling the eggs. Both my eggs broke.
That's a shame.
All right. So he may call it sunshine egg with chili mayo. I call it a fried egg with a blob of mayonnaise on the side.
He's on a show called MasterChef.
45 minutes.
Wow. Minutes
you're kidding, aren't you?
I could do that.
And
hey,
then
meet the next MasterChef.
You absolutely could.
I could boil an egg and show you how to cut the toast up into those little fingers.
That's true.
And whack it in the top.
And even on this egg, the white bit was still there. You know, it was still not properly cooked even. And look at how woozy the judges were. Have a listen.
You've got to be applauded for just wanting to get something on a plate is really important.
You never give up in this kitchen. And that's what you showed us, so well done.
Well done!
You've got to be applauded for getting something on the plate.
Off with his head. Get out. Take your knives.
Idiots.
And they've got the dramatic music out of it. Hey, heads up. He fried an egg.
Gone, idiot. Thank
45
you.
Minutes. Jeez Louise. All right, there's a ball. What about Fitzy? Can I talk about Fitzy?
Men Are Idiots.
Yes, no, he's our station manager. We'll be on the show shortly to apologise, I guess, for his bellicose behaviour on this program yesterday. That was the most unprofessional moment, I would say, in FM history.
He's in charge of like 40-something stations. He's the group program director. He's a very important
he's
person.
He's also in charge of paying us, so be very, very careful. And I'm taking myself out of this situation.
Okay, well, I'll run
you
this
handle
one.
This one by
this was
yourself.
On yesterday's show when we rang him up to talk about getting some cows.
Yeah.
Hi, Fitzy.
Did you just burp?
No,
what did you just do?
I cleared my throat.
The most powerful man in FM radio. He's just let one fly. If you ever have a go at me for being unprofessional again, I'll say, well, that's interesting, Fitzy, but of course, you remember the time you burped on national radio?
Now, what do you want?
He's done it again.
It's very hard to hear above Dave's giggling.
I'm sorry, but
we all know you went hard on Fitzy, Dave.
Hey, the head of national content on Triple M is clearly a bullfrog.
Yes.
He won't be listening.
Very
he
careful.
Won't be listening.
Any other idiots
he's
around?
He's coming in. Well, let's check out.
Okay.
Courtney's on the phone. Hello, Courtney. Is there an idiot in the man department you'd like to fess up?
Yeah, my husband's an idiot.
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it, but this is a common story. What's he done?
We've been together for 9 years in total.
Yep.
Married for 7 months now.
Great.
For 9 years straight, he's forgotten our anniversary.
Oh,
now that we're married and our anniversary has changed, we were sitting around the house on Sunday and he goes, I feel like I'm forgetting something today.
Men are idiots.
It really
be.
Was.
What could it be? Was there steam coming out your ears? Was that some kind of... Do you know what you should do, Courtney? And I don't suggest this all the time, but you should say to him, you know what? The next time we have sex will be on my anniversary. Then he'll, check the date.
Wow, it's like a conjugal visit almost.
He'll know.
He'll remember the date.
31 days to go.
Toot sweet, Courtney.
It'll be on his mind every day, Courtney.
Let's give Courtney, a prize.
Sure, Courtney, you got a prize pack. Kennedy Malloy coming your way.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks, Courtney. Good luck.
Sex toy may be coming as well. We'll see. Well, no, you've got to hook Courtney out.
She just wants him to remember. She wants to go to dinner.
He's an
idiot. Doesn't necessarily want to have sex. She just wants dinner.
Oh, is that what she wanted?
And flowers. Yes, maybe sex comes later.
Of course she does. It's anniversary.
Pardon me, Paul.
Hello, Paul. What's going on?
My apologies.
How you going, guys?
Good.
Men are idiots because I drive a truck for a living, and for some reason I must have cut him off or done something to him. But he's driving down the road with his camera out in his left hand while he's driving, taking photos of me.
Men are idiots.
This is a guy behind the wheel of a car photographing or filming you.
Yes.
As he drives.
Yes.
What kind of points are you trying to make here?
I have no idea.
Maybe you did something wrong and he was trying to get proof. Do you think he was doing that? Or maybe he's a bit keen on you.
Maybe. I'm a bit worried if he is.
When you're driving the truck, were you weren't doing anything stupid?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, we'll
upset him somehow.
Mm. Paul, I'm sorry that you've come in contact with an idiot today. Thank you for your call. Have we got time for Jack?
There. Yes, we do.
All right, Jack, who would you like to nominate as being an idiot?
Hey, guys, I'm actually going to dob myself in. I think it's pretty funny.
Okay, go for it.
Well, I was spotting the excavator driver today, and, you know, the one thing was that the boss said, you know, just watch that water line. So I watched it pretty well. I watched him pull the whole thing out of the ground.
Yeah. Oh, when it's not supposed. And
men are idiots.
I get it.
Were you on the nod, mate? Did it never occur to you to intervene, or what happened?
Oh, you know, I was just having my coffee, having a watch. I thought he'd be all right.
The old water main. Yeah, careful. That's all right. Yep,
he'll be running the joint.
Sounds like there's two idiots on that work site, Jack.
Scotty Cam, I reckon.
Scotty Cam.
He's on the set of The Block.
A new way to drive home.
You know how I love my internet shopping.
Yes,
I buy bizarre things.
I know this is a fact. You actually do buy stuff. You watch I've seen you on the telly. I've seen you see an ad. I've always wondered, who does that? And it was answered when you reached for the phone and bought some fry pan that you could
it was a slippery
drive
fry pan.
Over in a car or something it was.
There's one where you can actually make a fried egg, not win MasterChef with it.
45
but, you know.
Minutes, you idiot.
I buy a lot, and one day I'm actually going to. I thought I might actually add up all the things I've bought this year and do a list. I'll bring that in.
You should re-gift them.
No, I'm not going to re-gift them because I use them. They're all very clever. This came across my web. This is a pair of underwear, and it's made of an incredible fabric.
Teflon.
Not Teflon.
That would be a good idea, though, wouldn't it?
Possibly, Teflon but not dirts. Very comfortable.
Yeah.
We've got to think of comfort these days.
Non-slip.
This is also, it's for women and for men, and it is fart odour preventing underwear.
Yeah.
It's called Shreddies.
Listen up, Dave.
It's called Shreddies.
Shreddies?
Listen up to the ad.
Oh,
this is Fair Income. Listen up what
but
Shreddies
smell proof.
Smell, so you can, how do you do?
All right.
And no odour.
If I was wearing them, I could be doing it right now.
Oh, God.
Think about that.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Let's hear the ad.
Are you ever in a place like this, but wish you were in a place like this? Sounds like you need Shreddies. Shreddies are effective and stylish, allowing you to do what you must without making a fuss. Shreddies takes the odorous particles through the underwear and filters them out, letting you rest easy when your stomach won't. Don't let your body get the better of you. Order Shreddies now, starting at just $47 for men and $38 for women. Order now and receive 10% off when you buy two pairs. Feel free with Shreddies.
Hey, why is the women's cheaper?
Well, why do you reckon? Well, honestly.
What,
I'm just saying on the scale of 1 to 100.
You blow off smell better? What?
Of course they do. They're not as bad as men's.
Do you know what I would do?
What? Oh, hang on. Do I want to know?
I just build a pair of underpants with an exhaust pipe.
A little ventilation out the back.
Can you believe these are a Fair Income thing? I'm not joking.
I know this.
And also there's a way that you have to wear them properly to make it work.
NASA-style technology?
It is NASA-style technology.
Heat resistant tiles?
Well, it must be heat resistant.
But here's my question to you. And you can make it smell-proof all you like.
Yeah.
Is it soundproof?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, what's the point? You're not getting away with it.
No, but they...
You need a muffler.
Can't you just squeeze your butt cheeks together and make it silent, more silent?
No.
Can't you do that?
Out and proud, I say. What?
By the way,
a
women
silencer.
Don't fart.
Can you have a silencer?
Maybe that's in the next stage of development. What you might want to get onto them.
When you take your undies off, is there just...
This will be good.
What? Stench. Because they've been holding the smell in. So
it's
once you take them
off... It's got to dissipate after a few hours.
So
doesn't
so you see, it's like a vacuum cleaner bag.
Awful.
I can't believe.
Does anybody have them?
Let me know.
Give me a call if you've got a pair.
You've chosen to introduce your segment while our managers, their boss is sitting out there.
I'm hiding. I hope he doesn't see me.
The whole thing.
All right.
Smell proof. There's no point if it's not soundproof.
Well, there is.
To get away with it. If you want to leave the terrain with the perfect crime.
But isn't there silent but deadly? Isn't that where that comes into play?
That's a raffle. It's hard to deploy on cue. Oh, hey, this is good technology. I would get a packet of Shreddies myself.
Well, I wouldn't need them because I don't fart.
Oh, do you know what Glenn Robbins did once?
What?
I tell you what Glenn did.
Hang on, does Glenn want this story told on
national
radio?
I don't care after he showed me asleep in a chopper. We were touring. We were touring and we were sitting out the back in a room. It was quite warm up in North Queensland. So we had like a fan, a spinning fan going. And Glenn's got up behind it. And he's farted into the fan, which has gone and just spun it out into the room.
On that note.
Strafing the room.
That's very clever of Glenn.
Oh, is it? It's juvenile, I would have thought. Not befitting someone.
Give us a
stature.
Call if you've got any Shreddies
on
tap.
Yes, right.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Boxers or briefs, Dave, when it comes to Shreddies?
I don't know, but I'm not keen on buying a pair.
I'd like to get a pair that have a little parachute out the back.
May I suggest that it could be a good idea to have some Shreddies around?
Oh, how dare you?
Well,
what are you saying? Yeah. It's a bit woofy in here.
Sometimes.
That's me.
You never know.
I remember we had Mr. Methane on our show. By the way, we'll introduce Fitzy. Hello, Fitzy. How are you?
Hello, very well, thank you.
You've come on a good day, Fitzy. We'll get to you in a minute. But Mr. Methane came in when me and Tony were doing a show, and he just got off an airline and came straight to us, but it was Air Thai. And I'm not joking.
I nearly
passed out in the fumes and the windows fogged up. And all you can see is my hand, like the one from Titanic, up against the studio.
Yuck.
But I swear to God, I can't remember what he was doing. I think he was farting happy birthday to my mother. at the time.
I'm going to find that.
But was seriously off the charts, as was... Fitzy, who's with us. Fitzy, most powerful man on FM radio. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Mick. Hello, James.
And we would just shout out to your kids listening in the car, too.
Archie. Hey, Dad, you want to clear your throat? For those who are unaware.
Which is what I did yesterday.
Well, let's let the audience decide. Have a listen to This Is Our Exchange. We rang you up to try and jag you for a bit of cash to buy a couple of cows.
Not unusual.
Are you Chris Brown all of a sudden?
You have to bring him into it, don't we?
Oh, why not?
There's no way he's looking at my cow. I wouldn't let him near my cow
with
a rubber glove. You can't be the Bondi vet and not live in Bondi.
Seriously, can we get Fitzy on the line now, please?
Fitzy.
Hi, Fitzy.
did you just burp? What did you just do?
I cleared my throat.
The most powerful man in FM radio. He's just let one fly. If you ever have a go at me for being unprofessional again. I say, well, that's interesting, Fitzy, but of course, you remember the time you burped on national radio?
Now, what do you want?
He's gone again. Now, what happened?
This is what happened.
You've got vast on-air experience as well. I've done shows with you. You've hosted national programs. You've done hosted breakfast.
I held the phone. It was on speaker, and it was between my mouth and my throat, and I went...
And you're a bit crook. You sound like you're
I've
a bit
not
sick.
Been well, Jane, for a couple of weeks. Right. So it was sort of thank you, Dave. It was the phlegm clearing. Anyway,
all right.
I heard
phlegm.
You call me unprofessional, Malloy.
Unprofessional, and I stand by it.
Because if you're going to wade into that
people
pool,
look to the people look to the top for inspiration, and they expect next time you're telling us stuff we should be listening to. I'm going, it's a guy who burped on air.
You're right. If you're going to wade into that pool, that's very deep, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Very deep. Now,
I'm getting a little nervous here.
Dave, I've given you a little button there to press. Do you recall you were guesting on a show on another network?
Don't do this.
Breakfast Radio, I believe.
You.
And at some stage, I believe this may have happened, Mickey.
The first thing you said this morning is, I'm not running.
Now, I believe you may have needed a pair of shreddies there. That you.
That wasn't a
I would have gotten away with it if they muffled it.
Now, I've always thought Nova was a fart, but even more in particular, in that instance, you've really let one fly.
They never recovered. That was actually editorial. I just farted on it. Play it again.
All right. Have a listen.
The first thing you said this morning is, I'm not running.
What's got that all about?
Mate,
come on.
I'm a giant. I'm a John Lawson. I demand a golden microphone.
Or a golden pair of underpants.
Yeah. Was there studio airing after that?
Yeah, the windows were out. The sunroof was on and we were all out. Hey,
thank goodness he hasn't done that yet.
Unprofessional.
We just wanted to clear the air, so to speak.
Well, I think right of reply. We're now even.
Well, even for all the time being.
I'd also like to point out that it's not the most unprofessional thing that's ever happened on this radio network.
Okay.
Richie Benner, the late Richie Benner, an interview on one of our night shows many years ago, Dave, when his teeth fell out.
Yeah.
And now, this has never
been.
Only ever been heard once on the radio during the actual interview. Mm. And we apologise to anyone that may be offended, Richie Beno fans, but I'm reticent to play it, Dave.
Just, I'm going to play it. It's play it, the Dave. Funniest thing you've ever heard. Have a listen.
He's now gone to Royal Sydney. And that's where he started years ago.
Oh, dearie me.
We've got to hear it again.
He's now gone to Royal Sydney. And that's where he started years ago.
His teeth fell out.
It would have been better if it happened on telly.
He didn't catch them.
A classic catch there, Richie.
I'm going to be on my best behaviour. Yeah. I'm on guard for everything these days, though I did drop an F-bomb the other week.
Dropped an F-bomb? How about that?
It's all right.
Talk about unprofessional.
I know.
If I did that, you would have had me in your office for about half an hour.
If you'd done that, let me count the ways, Michael Malloy.
I am a teacher's pet. That's all right. Let's move on because we are going to speak to...
Now we're late for the news.
We're going to speak to the Prime Minister. So just smarten up.
He's next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, strap yourself in for a wild Mick and Jane gone wild. This gets raunchy, it gets X-rated, it's animals between the sheets.
I'm glad you said animals because you didn't say that in the beginning.
No, just animals.
Can you please talk to me about cricket? We just want to wrap up Triple M's
involvement in cricket.
That's
I'll speak to Lawrence Mooney when he gets here too about that because he was a big part of that. Lawrence Mooney, of course, will be here.
Fantastic. I'm also going to find out more if people are hearing Yanni or Laurel. Can we hear that word again?
Laurel.
Okay. We'll introduce the Prime Minister in 1 second. Interesting
coming,
to hear what he heard. Yes, we've got the Prime Minister coming in any second.
And he's here right now.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Good afternoon to you. Hello to everybody listening to Kennedy and Malloy. Now, why are you asking why people...
Kennedy Malloy, get it right.
Kennedy Malloy.
There's no and.
No, it's like a legal team. Springing to your defence, call in 133353. Have you...
got a legal team.
What have you done?
Mr. Turnbull, have you heard this? It's a bit of a phenomenon that's going around the country. You're hearing Laurel.
Now, why are you asking if people have heard Laurel? Because Laurel, of course, is a laurel wreath back in the Roman times. The gods.
Listen, you sound like my dad. Just stop now.
Caesar would be wearing a laurel wreath around his head. I would be wearing one if I was back in Roman times because I am Caesar.
Well, some people did hear...
Have you got your picture on the back of a coin? I don't think you do. I do.
You've got your picture.
It's on the Mick coin.
On the Mick coin.
Do you know why he's a bit cocky at the moment? Because it's fair to say, yes, Mr. Turnbull, your popularity's gone a little bit sky high.
Well, people love me. And once I step out of the shadow of the beetroot and that terrible imbroglio, Michaela and Cash hissing at the senators, people realise just what a great guy I am. I've got a bit of clean air.
No.
I want to rap for you. I want to rhyme for you today.
Really? You're
That's
kidding.
Right.
Okay.
I'm a yacht. There's my spinnaker. I'm in full sail. I'm coming for your tits. I'll give you the mail. I've got no doubt about winning the election. Bring on 2019. I've got a massive. Now, I've got to find a way of finishing off that. I think reflection, maybe, Dave.
You look a bit rapid.
You have you've got your cap on.
I have got my cap on.
Unusual.
Do you think you've gone a bit Kanye?
I like Kanye. He's a self-made man.
Of course he does.
He strides to the beat of his own drum. He's married to a beautiful woman like I am. I just touched your hand, you Jane Kennedy. There was a moment between us.
There was a bit.
You felt the greatness.
You did pull away very quickly, I must say.
So have we.
Well, hashtag me too. Back in the 70s, I would have felt you up. I would have grabbed a handful. Said, "I'm Malcolm Turnbull. Who are you?"
Oh, I'm going to change.
Happy the Prime Minister.
I've dry humped people in the office before. Who hasn't at Christmas time?
Yeah, look, it's a rite of passage round here at Triple M.
Well,
come up behind somebody at the paper copy and go on paper jam, bang.
Come on.
I did a bit of Shane Bourne then, didn't I? I don't know who I am today, but I'm having a terrific time.
Listen, now, are you going to go to the royal wedding? Would you all like to know that?
Of course I am. I'm very excited about
it. You are not a royalist. You're not a monarchist.
I'm a romantic,
so why are you going?
And I'm not a Republican, but I've met Meghan and Harry already, so there's a deep connection, of course.
Meghan.
But I like to reflect on it, and I think, well, they're both commoners, essentially.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. No one's got a royal father in that duo.
That's right.
Major John Hewitt Thomas. He's a classic, isn't he? I wonder whether when he gets to the reception, he'll say to the Queen, "Are you going to eat that?" He'll go around cleaning the plates off the big fat munter. Anyway, when you look at that couple, it's a ranger and a divorcee, and it's very suburban Australian, isn't it, really?
Yes, it is.
A bird that's been around the block a few times, snapping up a richer little munt who's munter, I said, who's got no idea. It's classic stuff, very Westie behaviour, but I do like her, Meghan Markle, in suits.
You do you?
I like suits.
Oh,
do you like suits?
I've never watched a movie.
I haven't watched
I like
suits
wearing
either.
Suits.
Well, it sounds boring.
I like saying suits.
No, you
do. Do you wear socks with your suits or do you just wear sailing shoes?
Well, no, sometimes just a loafer that I've got on the Amalfi Coast. With one or two turn-ups, depending on the integrity of the fabric. If it's a canvas one, if it's a linen, as you would know, Jane, a woman of fine taste and alacrity, two turns.
You've got to stop, mate. I think the Prime Minister needs a lie down.
I'm popular. I'm more popular than you, Michael Malloy.
You know why you're popular? You made it rain. You basically flipped out the cash. By chucking Burley out the back of a boat, you've just gone, here you go, here you go.
Like a bogan at a strip club, I was just making it rain. Here you go.
You haven't done anything for the country. You haven't paid off any debt. You've only looked to yourself to win an election. You've put yourself first, your country last. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, nice words coming from you. Sellout king. Never mind. Good on you. Bye now.
Lawrence Mooney up next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Lawrence Mooney is with us on loan, of course, from The Big Breakfast, our breakfast show in Brisbane, which is doing great things.
5:30 to 9 every morning. Yes. I'm great. I amble in here and rub shoulders with the PM on the way out. He always looks so proud of himself. He walks out of here.
Yeah, springing his step today.
Yeah.
He zinged everyone.
Yeah. I'm a bit concerned he's going to the royal wedding and representing us. I hope he behaves himself.
Of course he would. He knows exactly what to do.
Well, Prime Minister, was it Paul Keating who touched the Queen on the arse?
Yeah, he lowered his hand to the small of her back
and blew
and crept it down a little.
And the Red Tops and Fleet Street called him the Lizard of Oz.
That's
not
bad.
Don't touch our Queen. It was a major incident.
She had a great affection for the man from the Antipodes. Paul Keating and the Queen got on.
They got on all right.
Yeah.
Well, they would. You'd imagine that. She gets on with most people.
Well, he loves French clocks. Yep. He's got class.
Does he like horses? Possibly.
He loves pigs. He had a piggery.
That's right, he did too.
He was in Sydney.
Hey,
now I've been
the royal wedding.
To
you
show.
Watch it yourself. I just want to ask.
Of course, I will be.
Do you? Do you get into it?
Now when you say, "Of course, I will be," is that because you should be watching it just to keep up with it, or you're truly interested?
No, I'm burnt on my hard drive because my parents are from England, and in 1981 we got a colour television for Prince Charles and Princess Di's wedding. So 1981, we sit down. Everybody got their own tin of Quality Street.
With Di and Prince Charles
on the front.
You're surprising.
And sit down, and we are a royalist family. The royalism wavered a little bit when my eldest brother started. He was at university, And I remember he was at home. He was probably smoking a few billies in his room, had long hair, a lot of badges on his, you know, on his suit coat. And we were watching the news one night and the Queen was on. He goes, oh, look at that stupid old cow. And the old man was just throwing haymakers. Just like, and me and my other brother Steve were laughing so hard. It's like, get him, Dad!
You
get
can't him! Say that.
Yeah, and just like raining blows on him.
I won't hear that about your
fist.
Majesty.
Oh, I love screaming, get out, get out, get out.
I have no son. Hey,
that's right. That was the day he was cut off.
Oh, Lord.
Thanks for swinging by. Now, you've
so I will be watching it, and I will be watching it with my mother-in-law, who's staying at my place for the next 10 days.
Well, that'll be fun.
Separate beds. Because my wife's gone over. My wife's gone overseas for 10 days.
What's wrong with you?
Chris has moved in and she is helping me look after Maggie. Well, basically, she's protecting our child from me, from starvation and harm.
Yeah.
So she's cooking, hopefully.
Well, there's.
They don't trust you. Is that your. Is that for, how do you read that
well,
from your wife?
Not.
That's your wife saying.
I really get it.
This is beyond you.
The read on this is, yeah, you haven't. I don't think you've got this. She sent me photos of Maggie's snack pack that she takes to kinder with her,
yes, I've
layer by
that.
Layer, so I can act, and also how to make a sandwich. So bread, then the ham, then the cheese, then the lettuce.
They do that with my breakfast in Brisbane. That's what happened. They
when we go to breakfast radio
I,
station, they actually did a photograph, one of our producers,
of how I like my
of the toast,
and toast.
Not too right. thick, with butter. Not
did
your
much. Did one of your parents send that to the radio
no,
station?
No, our producer here at the station.
So, yeah, Lou's gone overseas. And when you scoff at the idea of me and her mother being a partnership, there's the same age difference between me and Lou's mum as me and Lou. So, you know, look out, Lou. Don't go away for too long. Loneliness does a strange thing to a man.
Well, I think you've been infatuating about many things since your
absolutely.
Wife
I've been listening to your show because I love it. And last week you were talking about animated characters that you've fallen in love with.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to bring mine to the table.
Well, okay.
What was yours, Jane? Was Mr. Darcy?
Yes, but he's not animated, I realise. Yeah, so then I had to think
of one. Fictional character.
Yes. Awesome. Milton the Monster was another one I liked. Oh, Milton, your brand new son.
Yeah,
remember
right.
that one?
Wow. So, mate, you've got a kind of a Dr. Frankenstein
I have.
Syndrome. I'm you want to create a monster that will destroy you.
I live
you.
With a lot of monsters.
Says a lot about you.
It does. You want a monster to destroy you.
So now, who have you got? You've thought about this, obviously.
Now, I'll get you to join in here. The show is Scooby-Doo. We're in the Scooby van. Mm-hmm. And the two women in that van, two men, a dog and two women.
In a van.
A Daphne up
you
front.
You on the lot? Yeah. Is this some kind of group thing?
Strange things can happen in vans. That one was
don't
just going
started
from
on
haunted
vans
house
now.
To haunted house.
Stick
Daphne was
this.
Up the front with a long blonde hair.
Yes, yeah.
The
she
Alice
was gorgeous.
Band in. The mini skirt.
Yeah,
really.
Were you Daphne,
Daphne
man?
And
Veronica?
The other one was Thelma.
Oh, Thelma.
She had the polo neck jumper on.
She's a bit
the
bookish.
Thick glasses. A bit bookish.
Academic. Hmm.
Now, my life, as it's panned out, has always been Thelma. I've wanted Daphne and always ended up with Thelma until I met Lou. Now, she is Daphne.
She is away, thank goodness.
She's
not listening to this.
So okay,
you've ended up with a Daphne.
So this is, I've always had Thelmas, and then it jumped right.
I reckon there's been a couple of Shaggies in there, too. be really
well, I went to drama. I went to drama school. We all experimented.
Okay. All right. And so, which way do you come? Which way do you?
Who hasn't spooned a hippie? Come on, guys. Give us a call. 1-333-53.
So, what do you lean to?
This has revealed to me this dichotomy that I've always had the Thelma, and now I've got the Daphne, which I've always longed for. Is I don't trust Lou. It's like, what is wrong with you that you have settled for me?
Oh.
Like, all men have this yawning self-doubt.
You're overthinking
and so
this.
I think
oh, really? All men have self-doubt?
Yeah,
you know,
there's something wrong
come
with
a crop
you.
This in here.
Yeah, when I have a bad self, you know, self-esteem day, I say to her, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to find out what it is. You're a loser.
That's a healthy way to live. Thanks for swinging by, Lawrence.
Oh, Lawrence.
We could talk to you forever. Are you good? Are you under the weather a
no,
bit?
He's under the
well,
weather.
Do you know what I've done after the festivals are over? I've detoxed and it's wrong.
That's not working.
You detoxing,
for you.
You should be in a rubber room.
You're
somewhere.
Very dangerous at the moment.
At the end of festival
I've
season.
Left some brown stains on the pillow. I don't know what they are.
You need the shreddies. Get some shreddies.
What I need to do is retox. I'm going to go to. No, Splendor.
I'd like to be there for that.
Stereo. Yeah.
Thanks for swinging by today, mate.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Yeah.
This is really Animals Gone Wild.
Sure.
Wild for sex.
After dark. Oh. Here we go.
Now, this is educational, so I don't have to warnings about anything. This is
like Discovery Channel.
Yeah, it is like Discovery Channel.
No sniggering.
This is actually quite dramatic. There's a species of Australian marsupial called the Antechinus.
Yep.
It's sort of a little mousy, rat-looking thing, a little rodent. Yeah. There's a big issue with it, that they're dropping like flies during mating season. The males and females are having so much sex that they're dying.
Yeah.
They literally have been, they go, the mating season lasts for several weeks a year, and the males and females move frantically. They just, there's no courtship.
No, bing, bang, boom. Check, please.
There's no little branch of eucalyptus leaves or anything like that.
It's like one big conjugal visit.
100%. As many partners as possible.
Go for your life.
And what happens is the poor little guys, because they've all got the testosterone, the levels get to toxic levels.
And the head blows off.
Pretty much. Their immune system goes, malfunction, danger, Will Robinson.
What a way to go.
And the animal bleeds internally and dies. End of story.
It's an incredible story. And let's remember, we are the only animal that really has sex for fun. Like that's
Please go on. Well, no, Michael.
This is about this species. So
we're sticking with animals.
One out, one in.
All right, we're clearly sticking with animals. Sure. Did you know that the world's oldest tortoise? I'm a bit dubious about the age, to be frank, when I'm reading this. 186.
I know they get on. Yeah,
in tortoise years?
Yeah, they're like super cougars.
I know they can live to 100, but 186?
It's just coming into your zone.
Well, there's a tortoise.
Like, that's like the share of the of the tortoise world.
Okay, Jonathan, the 186-year-old tortoise, is still having sex daily.
Good
bang.
On.
Wow. There you go.
There you go.
When the sun's out, he's out.
It's not a race.
It's not a race.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, for 26 years, though, he was having sex with Frederica.
Who's Frederica?
It was another tortoise.
Oh.
Until they found out that Frederica...
He started sneaking around very slowly behind her back.
Yeah, the problem was Frederica wasn't a she.
Oh,
it took 26 years to work that one.
Well, do you know, famously, there was a pair of penguins at a zoo in Toronto who were gay. They were gay penguins. Apparently, they're more prone, as again, we're on the animal sex lives.
Yes.
More prone in penguins' world to...
That's fascinating.
Well, it is. I think that's why they all waddle.
You're saying it's a flamboyant move from a penguin.
She's been right last night. Hey,
aren't animals
incredible?
No,
but can I tell you about the zoo in Toronto?
Yes.
What happened was the zookeepers said this isn't on and tried to separate them, and the gay community went berserk and started picketing the
zoo. Fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. So picketing the zoo, and they got the penguins back together. So
well, there's a happy story.
Ending.
Happy story.
Oh, I love it.
There's my wild stories for animals.
Right. Orangutans only have one night stands.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'd like to see a human orangutan try that. They'd like it a couple once in their life if they can.
We might have to leave our orangutan community alone.
Yeah. Elephants.
Yeah, what?
Pregnant for 22 months.
Oh, my God.
No, think about that before you start your whinging.
Oh.
Ladies. I think I speak to all the guys here and I say, that's a lot of foot rubs.
That's incredible.
Zebras have harems. Who would have guessed a zebra has a harem? Yeah, I would have thought they were the coolest animal on the block.
Doesn't that is cool having a harem?
Sure. I know, but I wouldn't have picked it. I mean, you got a crossing name now, do you? It's not like a silver-backed gorilla or something. Yeah.
You're a man of so many interesting facts. Keep going.
Females have sex. Like a lot of the animals have sex signals, like baboons. You know, when their bums are red. Like for women have a way of signalling in the animal kingdom. Mm-hmm. So when their bottom goes bright red or something, that means game on. Hey, form an orderly line. I speak for all the guys when I say some system like that could come in handy for us. Give us a hint. Help us out. Let us know if we're wasting our time. Yeah. If your bottom went bright red, Jane.
Really?
At a certain time.
No. I don't think you should be looking at me when you say that, by the way.
Well,
we go to a song.
Oh, no.
Really?
I'm not done.
God.
What about... Oh, here's a good one for you. There's a spider. Mm-hmm. There's a female spider who after mating eats the...
Now, that I like. Eats the male. Yeah, I remember that fact.
It's dinner and show, isn't it? It's just, I mean, at least you don't have to pay for the bill.
That's
you
true. Could.
That's one to get
he
out.
He almost gets a happy ending, doesn't he?
That's right. And there's another insect which where sex is immediately followed by death. It's like it's one of the in the insect family. Immediately for the man. Yeah. Bang, Gonski. So you'd choose wisely.
Yes, so, yeah. You would.
It's got to be the buzzy bee, hasn't it?
A lot less masturbating going on.
Now can we go to a song?
If you want.
Thank you.
Are we done?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy, your new way to drive home.
And we're getting lots of calls and tweets for about...
Animals going off.
animals going off. We might, if we've got time, get to some more at the end of the show.
We will.
Feel free to give us a call.
It's been a very busy show today.
It has indeed. Hey, I just wanted to take a moment. I've been promising to do this for a couple of days.
Yep.
But just to say how I'm genuinely sad that Triple M won't be doing the cricket.
Well, I
this
saw that
year.
On the weekend. I saw that announcement. Yeah.
Well, it's shocking because I thought, A, it was great fun to do and I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity. B, I thought Triple M did such a good job. I thought it was just a great...
I agree. Honestly, it was so good to listen to. I really enjoyed it.
That supports the feedback I got from around Australia and from out when I do gigs and shows.
Mm.
That people genuinely loved it. It filled a hole that previously didn't... It wasn't occupied.
And had great people commentating.
It was good. It was young. It was fresh. It had, it was sports entertainment.
Yeah.
You didn't have to just be a boffin or listen to, which might be your thing. You might like that. But this was mucking around down the other end of the pool, the shallow end, and people really liked it. There were some great entertainers. It was a hit overseas. Even the head of the English Cricket Board used to come and stand in the back of our studio and go, "What's going on here? This is fantastic. We need to get something up like this." So it's very sad that Triple M and Cricket Australia, I don't know the ins and outs, don't profess to, but couldn't come to an arrangement.
That is a shame.
Because I think it's a lose-lose. Yeah. And the public, here's the end, have missed out on something that was exciting and fresh. And I thought, hey, brand new chapter in cricket. But anyway, that's how it goes.
Have you got any, I know, but I think it's fair enough. And I'm wondering, have you got anything that we can listen to?
I think we've just bagged up a couple of little pieces. Hopefully there'll be a bit of me.
Take a listen.
All right, have a listen. Triple M cricket.
There we are. First wicket down.
Why did he not review it, Skull?
Oh, well, I think he needs a cochlear implant. Gilly heard it in Perth.
But he's got bigger ears than us.
Marsh on 98. He gets that in front of point. Look at him. They're celebrating. You've got to get back into your crease, Shawnee boy. They were hugging mid-pit and forgot about running between the wickets. What the hell's going on?
Mick Malloy. Hello, Mickey.
Oh, I've just loosened the belt after a very big luncheon.
Does your belt go that loose?
There we go.
Wow.
Game on.
To the offside.
It's like putting the headphones on and getting punched in the face, isn't it?
Line in again.
Got it! Knocked him over! Cook's pole's destroyed! The goat's already on fire!
What the hell's going on up there?
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Who are they? Why are they on the roof?
One of the new innovations they've got here. You can tour the icon, I think they call it.
So what, you can get up there and see Adelaide. How exciting.
Warner on 99. That one hits it up in the air. He's going to be caught by Broad. And he is. Dave Warner.
Hang on, there's a bit of drama here. The umpire's told Warner to stop. So they're just going to check the no balls.
Message from a couple of my friends that went to a function at the MCG and they said you were the guest speaker and 45 minutes of what these boys called genuine Jerry Seinfeld style gold.
Oh, stop
it. Apparently eating out of the palm of your hands.
You know what really becomes tiresome?
What does?
Standing ovations.
That's a run rate, Chew.
Yeah, England last 10 overs have scored 50 runs, going at 5 per over for Bosch Tour.
That's good maths. That's 10 overs, 50 runs.
Yep. That's genius.
I had no idea until he made it apparent it was 5 and over.
That's it.
So just again, 50 runs, 10 overs?
Correct.
And what was that?
Yeah, joined the dots, 5 per over.
Ah, Terry.
I've got love for Sean Martin.
Yeah, he's done well to get out there because he's got more curvatures in his back than Quasimodo. His hamstrings snap like rice bubbles.
And they still feel it in his short leg.
How gutsy is it for him to be out there? The guy should be in a Zimmer frame.
He can borrow yours.
Oh, the chirpy English bro.
He's instant, and that'll do it. The Aussies in the most emphatic fashion have pounded England into submission and won the Ashes 3-0.
Why do they call you the cat? Is it because you don't poo in your own backyard?
Yeah. The cat out all night, sleep all day.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh. 9 lives. And also, when I was younger, quite a lot younger, my little party piece in the dressing room was I could get myself in a position where I could lick my own balls.
Okay, maybe that's why it's not coming.
And that's the note we ended on. That's great. It's great to everyone. JB sounds great.
JB sounds great. Gus Hopefully Fallen we'll hear him on 7. It was a great team.
Ishigua. Well, why don't we get Ishigua to do something for our show
We
as
should
well,
probably get him to cover the royal wedding for us.
Oh. Well, that could be good.
Hey, if you want to hear that style of commentary from now on, you're going to have to come over to my place, sit on my couch with and me and my mates, and I'll do it for
that's
you
a
live.
Shame.
It is a shame, but not to worry. Right, we'll get them next time.
Okay.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Nissan Pathfinder.
Oh,
it's where
baby.
Family adventures start. Nissan Pathfinder, family driven.
Imagine the Pathfinder at school pickup.
Well, I know my children would be thrilled to see me come up in the Pathfinder. Beep, beep.
Take
I'm
your time,
here,
Mum. Let everyone know.
With the music blaring, they'd love to all jump in.
You
can
open the doors. We can take 7.
Yes,
we can
come
take,
on.
You can take a few friends home. You can sell seats.
I could. That would be unreal.
You could turn up there, maybe with some monster track tyres. No, you don't need to do anything. You just don't need to gild the lilies.
You'd feel really loved, wouldn't you?
I love the Pathfinder.
Me too.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to go down to Nissan car yard and just...
Just
go
sleep in one?
Just sit in it.
I'm just going to look through the windows and imagine
that new car smell.
I had a Nissan Pathfinder.
Well,
king of
work.
The SUV.
Yes.
It's intelligent cruise control.
Top shelf.
Activated tailgate.
Oh. That's what I want in a car.
Yeah. Okay.
Bag it all up, put it under the one roof, and you've got the Nissan Pathfinder.
Thanks, Nissan Pathfinder. More to come with Kennedy Malloy after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Really enjoying the work of the animal kingdom between the sheets. We've brought to you some very idiosyncratic behaviour.
Incredibly interesting sex lives.
Female baboon won't have sex for a month and then does it 100 times. See, if on that pattern, you could go away for a month, got a golf trip with the boy, just swing by.
Oh. Assuming that men can do it 100 times.
Mm-hmm. Men could remember.
Really?
100 times? How dare you?
Oh, sorry, you missed that.
I could die like one of those, what is it?
Echidnary things.
Echidnary things, for going like the clappers.
Anechidnus. Mm.
To the end.
Patrick.
Yes.
You're on our line. You've got an interesting fact about swans.
Yes, I heard, contrary to popular belief, that they mate for life. I believe there's some research that I read that the male swans tend to duck off in the night for a bit of extracurricular activity.
No kidding.
No. They're letting the whole male community down.
It puts a different slant on the term swanning off.
Well, it does. Thank you, Patrick, for that call. Hey, we also talked about Yanni or Laurel. What are you
not,
hearing that's gone
wrong? You produced possibly the worst segment
again,
of radio ever.
Here it is.
Laurel. Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Okay.
I'm finally hearing Yanni.
Laurel.
We have done a poll. 29% are hearing Yanni. 71% are hearing Laurel.
I'm hearing Fitzy burp. That's all I'm hearing.
Isn't that incredible? Is that a male, female thing? Oh, gee, well, that's a male thing, that's for sure.
Oh, well.
That isn't, can it? I was hearing Laurel all day, played again.
Oh, here we go.
You're the only one who's getting excited about this.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Okay. I'm hearing
what
Yanni.
What you're listening to is a woman have a meltdown on national radio.
Hey, by the way, you can make up
sad.
Your own mind.
I'm so sorry. Can we have someone in the studio, please, with
Yanni.
A medical
That's
background.
What I'm hearing.
Okay, Jane.
It's off the lie down.
Tomorrow, Will Anderson. He'll hear Yanni.
Huge show. This has been Kennedy Malloy.
We're not sure you're more intelligent having listened to the Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast, but the Nissan Pathfinder Ti offers intelligent cruise control and intelligent around-view monitor. Nissan Pathfinder. Family driven.